Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, we are talking about power in Jesus' name. Now, just to share one aspect in the vision God gave me in my book, 23 Minutes in Hell, that I wrote, well, one of the things I experienced was the torment from the demons. And I also felt their great strength as one of them threw me into the wall and so forth. Well, as I was observing all these demons, some of them were 2 and 3 feet tall, some were actually 12 and 13 feet tall, all twisted, deformed, grotesque, hideous, the most wicked, evil spirits. And with such great strength, I thought, who could ever fight one of these things off? And after the Lord appeared to me on the way up this tunnel when we were traveling out of hell, then these demons that were lined all along the walls, suddenly they appeared to look like ants. And I looked again. I thought, Lord, they were so big and powerful. Why do they look like ants? And the Lord was showing me that in his presence and with his name, the demonic realm is no match for God whatsoever. And the authority he's given us as Christians, we have such great authority over the demonic realm that they actually appear to be like ants. Like in the natural, if you stepped on an ant and killed it, that would be no big deal. You wouldn't even give it a thought. That's how he wants us to see as Christians with using his name, the name of Jesus, we have authority over every devil. And that was really powerful to me to see that, that God, Lord revealed that to me.
And that's all through the scriptures as well.
Right. Oh, yes. He gave authority to the apostles, to the disciples, and to all that are far off. We have authority over the demonic realm if we're submitted to God.
Yes, that's really a key point. You know, God has been so gracious to us. You know, we mentioned last time that in South Africa, we were held up at gunpoint. And, you know, by his grace, I was able to pray in the name of Jesus for deliverance and from the harm and or possible death that we may have encountered.
Right.
You know, God was so good to us, and he is so good. And I love how the Holy Spirit in us as believers, you know, he quickened my mind right at that point, too. When I realized what was happening, the first thing I thought of was, this is not our time to die. Our assignment is not finished. And that emboldened me to take that authority and over the devil trying to kill us and right. In the name of Jesus.
Right, right. But see, you took the authority. You had the word in your heart. You know, in Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give, this is Jesus, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what the Lord said. And also James 4:7 says to submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you notice it says to be submitted to God. We have to first be submitted to God, and then he will flee from us. Now we also see, how did Jesus get the devil to flee? Because Satan came to tempt the Lord 3 times, but all 3 times the Lord used the word of God. He said, it is written, and then the devil fled. So, but you've got to have the word in your heart in order to quote it to the devil so he'll flee.
Yeah, that's so key, you know, is that submission or obedience to the Lord. You know, and Bill, Jesus said, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's right.
You know, and we notice in the world today, you know, ungodly people, like for instance, when a plane goes down and they recover the black box, sometimes they'll hear the pilots, their last words are cussing.
That's right.
You know, or out of people's mouth may come fear, people screaming in terror when it's a crisis or they're about to die. But if we don't have the name of Jesus on our lips, that's the only thing that brings us deliverance. They won't be delivered.
Right. And they'll end up sinning because they don't have the word in their heart. You know, David said in Psalms 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we've got to get the word in our heart. It's so important.
Yes. And Bill, what about that time as well? You know, when we were driving on the freeway to the airport and the Lord delivered us.
Right. We were on our way to a ministry trip, and on the freeway, there was like 6 lanes wide on our direction, and I was on the inside lane, and we were praying on the way. We were praying in the Spirit for God's protection for the whole trip. And in the midst of our prayer, suddenly this SUV started drifting across the freeway in front of us, perpendicular to the freeway, like someone had passed out. And it was only 100 feet ahead of us. Well, alongside of me was a semi truck, and none of us could stop. We're going 70. And so the semi slammed into this SUV, and it just broke it in pieces. And suddenly these pieces were flying by our car. And it was a miracle that nothing hit our car. And the SUV had started the jackknife, so it was swerving towards us. Well, it turned out to be an 11-car pileup on the freeway. And supernaturally, God got us through all that. Nobody hit us. Not one part of that car hit us. And then they shut the whole freeway down. But right before then, we were able to continue. Now, the police were already there, so that was fine. We didn't need to be there for any kind of witness. But we needed to get to the airport because we had to speak that night, and many people got saved that night. But the point was, look how God protected us, and you prayed right away.
No, all I got out of my mouth was Jesus. I think Jesus, just the name of Jesus.
Just the name.
That's all I got, and the Lord delivered us. Just the power in his name.
That's so powerful, his name. That's amazing.
You know, but it is, like you said just a moment ago, that it's obedience to the word and submission to God that gives us that confidence to call out on Jesus.
Right.
And it talks about that in 1 John 3:21-22. It says, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Right.
Now, we don't earn it, but it does not negate obedience. We still have to walk in obedience because the devil's trying to condemn us all the time, that we're no good, we're a failure. And if that's what's on our mind because we're in sin, then we're not going to have that confidence to call out on him.
Exactly. And Ephesians 4:27 says, nor give place to the devil. And so, see, we have authority to not give him place.
Yes. And part of the way we do that, of course, the number one way is loving God and loving people.
Right.
Walking in the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
That's also a way that we keep the devil out of our lives. We put God first in our lives, Matthew 6:33. And then we repent quickly when we know we've done something wrong.
That's right.
And that closes that door for the enemy.
Showing love to people is so important. You know, and through the business life that I led, I saw so many tests where God allows you, there's people in front of you that are mean and wicked and slander you and so forth. But if you respond with love each time, it says love never fails. And so that is a key to keeping yourself protected. You know, love covers a multitude of sins and many things like that, the Bible says. So
that's so true. And, you know, the Lord has been so gracious to us. One other time I remember, Bill, when we were driving to the airport, this was another ministry trip. But we had both taken this supplement, this nutritional supplement, and it lowered your blood pressure to 3 beats per minute, where you almost died. And you were driving, and it was 5:30 in the morning. Again, same freeway, 6 lanes, and you passed out at the wheel.
Right. This vitamin had a nitric oxide, right?
Wasn't it? Yes, and you already had naturally low blood pressure, you know, because you're athletic, and that
it
plummeted your blood pressure. So you passed out, and all I could do is I jumped on the console, I grabbed the wheel, and I'm just like crying out, Jesus, help me, because I couldn't see in the mirrors. It was dark, and I took the wheel, and I got us from the fast lane all the way over to the freeway by a miracle, just calling out on the name of Jesus. The angels were helping. The angels were definitely working.
Right. Well, we were in 6 lanes again of traffic.
I know. This
was
rush hour.
And we're on the inside lane, and you had to get the car across 6 lanes of traffic with your leg over the console and get it on the brake and maneuver the car. That was a miracle.
Yeah, that was the Lord completely. And I could get out is, Jesus, help me, because obviously I couldn't do that of myself. So the Lord again delivered us. I know you tell that story in your book, What Happens When I Die. But it's just another example of the power in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
But Bill, don't sometimes Christians, you know, they open themselves up to the devil, even ignorantly, where they're not going to exercise authority in Christ because they're just ignorant sometimes.
Yes. It reminds me of a story. We were at a church, and after the service, I usually do live Q&A in front of the audience. Well, the people lined up to ask questions, and the pastor was on the stage with me, and he said, Bill, that lady down there in the red shirt, She's really a sweet, nice lady. She's a member of our church, but she's got some strange ideas. So you might get an unusual question from her. So I'm just kind of putting you on notice. So she came up to the mic and she said in front of the whole church, she says, Bill, I want to share with you this new ministry God's given me. I'm so excited about my ministry. And so she began to say that she goes, I see actually dead people walking through my living room, and God has me filming them, and he has me praying for the dead. I'm so excited about this new ministry. I couldn't believe she's saying this, but I thought, I don't want to embarrass her, but I want to straighten her out also. And I said, you know, I see your zeal for God and your hunger for him and your enthusiasm. That's really admirable. But I think the devil has deceived you, because you're not seeing dead people in your living room. You're seeing actually demons in your living room. And God doesn't want you praying for dead people. He wants you praying for spiritually dead people, people that are alive that aren't saved. That's what he wants you praying for. That would be your ministry. And you shouldn't be seeing these demons. That's what you're seeing in your living room. And she says, oh, I never saw that before, so I've been deceived. I go, yes, you have. But you just need to take authority over that and throw the devil out. And maybe somehow you've opened yourself up and brought something into your home that was demonic, an abominable occultic object, as it talks about in Deuteronomy 7:26. So you want to get that out of your house and seal up any hedge and throw the devil out. You should never see any demons in your house. So she received it, and it blessed her. So praise God. But you see how she was deceived.
And it was just ignorantly.
Right, just ignorantly.
Yes.
Another time, a young boy came up at the church, and he said, you know, I see demons all the time. And he said, so do I have a discernment of spirits, a gift from God? I said, no, because God gave me a word of knowledge for him at that moment. And I said, no, what you're doing is you're playing all these evil demonic video games. And that has opened yourself up to the demonic, and you're seeing these demons. You shouldn't be seeing them, and you should not be playing those games. You need to quit those games, get them out of your house. So, and then his mother later came up and says, yes, he plays these games all the time. So again, see, that opened himself up, but he was deceived by demons.
Yeah, and that was ignorantly, but his mother confirmed that.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So again, we have authority over the demonic. We don't have to fear them, but we have to be submitted to God and resist the devil, so forth. So anyway, is there another story I think you had to... No?
I'm trying to... I don't think so. I don't think for today.
All right. Well, not for today. All right. Well, there's so many more things we could share, but we're going to cut this off. So, you know, it's important for us to obey God, keep his word in our heart, so it comes out our mouth in a time of crisis.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.